Hello, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with another fine show for you with the first-time guest and not new to public service and county government, but new to the position. Mr. Jim Morgan is the Jackson County Mayor as of the commission meeting, special call meeting, I believe February 10th is when it happened. Jim, good day to you. I shouldn't say good morning. Good day to you. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good. Well, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've known Jim. Listen, known you for a while. I mean, I don't know how long we go back. When did you first become a county commissioner?
I'm in my third term right now, about halfway through my third term.
Okay. Yeah. So when you started, I was visible and always present at the Jackson County meetings, and you know, especially the budget meetings. Mayor Hetty would have me come down. John Kasem would have me come down. And Bobby Canard would have me come down some. And just you would always. I know one thing. If I ever had to ask budget questions, I could go to you, Joey Denson, or Randy Hetty, and you all would have some kind of answer for me at some point. So excited to see you in this role. Sad for the reason that you're here, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, losing Mayor Hetty, cancer stinks. We don't like that word, and it's taken somebody near and dear to us in this community. But the good Lord had a plan and needed him more than we did, and you are now in the role of county mayor. Before we get into the Monday night of the commission meeting and all that, I want people to know who you are, because I know you. And I want people to know who. So let's talk about your background, Jim. Where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Detroit, and I was raised in Detroit till I was 18. They closed the plant down at where my dad worked, and we moved back. My parents were raised in Overton in Jackson County, and so we just moved back. And I graduated high school in Detroit. I was the last senior class that was there on a half year, so I actually graduated in January of 1973. And, as soon as I graduated, I moved down here. Big culture shock from Detroit to moving to Overton County.
Had your parents not prepared you for that growing up here?
Well, we came down every summer, every Christmas, but you don't get the gist of it. I didn't know anybody. I had already completed high school. And it was just they roll the streets up at 5 o'clock, and in Detroit they don't close nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that live in Tennessee that came from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And so that's not an uncommon thing. So you get back home, you're 18, you graduate high school, you get back home. What's the first thing you do?
Try to find a job.
Yeah.
And that being 18 and where I came from, it was a little difficult, but I ended up, I can't remember where I worked first. I think it was a shirt factory is where I ended up starting out, in a furniture factory, and just kind of from there. And then I ended up at Fleet Guard. I worked at Fleet Guard for about 19 years.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
And then I got into EMS while I was at Fleet Guard, and they actually paid for the EMT class and my paramedic class, and I stayed there for a while. And then I had a chance. I took what was a volunteer layoff and went to EMS. And my kids were grown by that time to where they weren't just little. So fell in love with EMS, and then I just left Fleet Guard and went into EMS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I didn't know Fleet Guard did that. So they had a program to get you certified. And
yeah, they did four of us to start with.
Wow. That's awesome. Like, that's good, because, I mean, obviously they know that if you get certified and you like it, you may leave them. And you did.
Well, it was a while. It was probably two and a half years.
Okay.
So, but we took care of the first aid and things in the plant. I was on second shift and third shift a lot, so they didn't have the nurse there at that time, so I took care of a lot of that while I was there.
So where did you start EMS at after Fleet Guard? Where did you go first?
In Jackson County. I did part-time. They had I filled in. I didn't really ask for any money at that time. I just filled in when people needed out. Kind of didn't know if I could do it. I was up in years just a little bit and went through school, but got to know Mayor Porter while I was at Fleet Guard.
Yeah.
And kind of went on from there.
Well, Mayor Porter's touched a lot of people's lives in the emergency services in the Upper Cumberland, right? Because he's been around, and not to age you, Randy, if you're listening, but he's been around quite a while, and he's worked with a lot of the directors, and you've been a director, and we're going to get into that. But so EMS became a passion, I guess, for you to leave a job, and you got certified and leave a job, and then you did it for free, as you're saying, for a little bit. So when did you decide to make a career out of it?
I got hired on full time in Overton County, and that's where I started. And then when I got into the director's position, the director in Jackson County ended up retiring and leaving, and I went to Jackson County, and I stayed about 10 years in Jackson County, and then an opportunity came open, and I went to Livingston, and I stayed in Overton County for about 15 years.
Yeah.
As EMS director.
Yeah, when I met you as a commissioner, you were already EMS director. And I thought, man, that's really good for a county commission to have an EMS director in another county, right? Because there's no conflict. You're not voting on your salary.
Exactly.
You work in Overton County. You're a commissioner in Jackson County. So it's ideal. It's to have that knowledge. And like I said, if I had a budget question, I could talk to three people for sure, the staff in the mayor's office, they were good at it too, but I could talk to three commissioners for sure, and then, of course, Mayor Hattie became mayor, but he was a commissioner with you, and you and him and Joey all served on the budget committee for years together, and so you all, I always felt confident about, when I come to a budget committee meeting, I felt confident about what was going to happen because y'all had some knowledge, right? And you worked hard on it. You did the spreadsheet, right? I remember that right?
When we first started, and I was doing a spreadsheet for the budget, and Randy kind of took that over when he became mayor.
Yeah.
And it became more of that. But when we first started working on the budget, I put a spreadsheet together in Excel, so that we could, when we changed numbers, we could actually see what we were doing.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was impressed, like a commissioner's taking it upon themselves to create a budget spreadsheet for all these funds. And you did that, and you all use that as a tool in your budget committee.
Still use it.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Whatever works, whatever helps keep you going through that. So you worked in EMS, you became the director in Overton County, you were there 15 years, so you got to work for a couple different mayors there. Did you ever think when you were working with them as an EMS director, did you ever think maybe one day you might be a county mayor somewhere?
No, not at all.
I thought that might be the answer. I'm with Jim Morgan, he's the newly appointed Jackson County Mayor, used to be the Overton County EMS Director. He was appointed February 10th at a special call meeting, and we're going to get into that, Jim, of how that works with a vacancy when someone either elects to leave office or they pass away and they're no longer be able to serve, and how that works. We're going to get into that, and I don't want to leave the background yet, but we're bringing up your background to let everybody know. Jackson County appointed somebody that's got some knowledge in county government, right? Like you've been there, done that. It's not somebody brand new off the street that's just looking to fill out a term for 18 months and not really contribute. You've got that knowledge and background. You've got that experience, and I think that's important in the commission. And I know there are some other good candidates, so I'm not taking anything away from them. But you're probably the most qualified with your experience.
Well, I appreciate that. To me, my background is department head plays a real important part, because a lot of your mayors don't have that knowledge and background as a department head. And knowing the everyday challenges as a department head, you know, when you've got three ambulances broke down, what do you do? You've got a budget and stuff, but you have to keep these things on the road. And it's not always easy, and you have to make a lot of decisions, and sometimes they're not easy.
Yeah, and they're not popular sometimes, yeah. Right? You know, they're not easy. They're not popular. And I didn't know until, I guess, Monday, the day of the meeting, that you had been working for the last year or so in Overton County for the county mayor there, Stephen Barlow. You were in his office part-time because you had retired. And, well, let me back up to that. When did you retire from EMS director in Overton County?
December 31st of 23.
Okay.
I've been retired for a year, a little over a year, really.
And so how many years did you have in with the TCRS, I guess, at that point?
I had the 15 that I had at Overton County.
Okay. So what was the decision in retiring then? To just do something else? Or
things have changed a whole lot in EMS since I got in. Struggling for personnel and things like this, and I've had done it 25 years. I've been in the truck and everything, and still made runs, still worked shifts when I had to. And I did death investigations when somebody would pass at home or that. I did that for 20 years, and I've seen a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine. And I've talked to a lot of people in EMS, emergency services, you know, rescue squad people, what they've seen. But I want to thank you for your service to the emergency services, because I know, but personally, I could not do it. I don't have the ability to be in that role, and it takes a special person to do that, and you're one of those, so I want to tell you thank you for that, because I appreciate what you've done. Yeah. So you retire. What made you decide you wanted to go back into government work? How'd that come about with being in that the mayor's office in Overton County?
They were looking for somebody. Basically, I was processing purchase orders, and I moved from purchase order to putting in invoices as well. It kind of goes hand in hand. And they were just needing some help, and it's not easy to find somebody with my background, and it worked out real well.
So, and you were part-time, correct?
Yeah, I was part-time. I was working maybe 10, 12 hours, maybe, depending on what they needed.
Yeah.
A week.
Sure. Well, I think that's wonderful. It's helping you prepare for your role now. I'm with Mr. Jim Morgan. He is the new Jackson County Mayor. We'll be back in a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters, everyone. Excited to have Mr. Jim Morgan. He is the new Jackson County Mayor, appointed on February 10th at a special call meeting of the Jackson County Legislative Body. And how that works, and Jim, if I mess up, you can tell me, because I don't do the CTAS thing anymore, so I don't always stay fresh on county government on that side. I'm working in another capacity. But special call meeting has to be announced 5 days prior to the actual meeting happening. And the only thing that can be deliberated on is what's listed in that advertisement, right?
Correct.
And so it was a special call meeting.
Yes. We had a regular commission meeting about 2 weeks before.
Okay.
And we set up guidelines on and set up how we were going to do the voting and things that had to be done prior to that special call meeting.
Which I think is wonderful. I think that you all taking the time at your regularly scheduled monthly meeting in January, I guess, now that we look back at it, to set the procedures and the parameters of filling a vacancy.
Correct.
When you did that, that set the stage for the special call meeting, and you're not spending time on those things. You're actually going in there conducting business on filling a vacancy of an office, in this case, the county mayor's office. And so those procedures, there's laws that counties have to follow on filling a vacancy. And you had a great county. You have a great county attorney. You relied on CTAS as well to make sure that all those laws are covered. But basically, any vacancy in a county office that happens or occurs, for whatever reason, the county commission fills that vacancy. And if, depending on when the election is, they don't have to fill it and they can wait till the next election. But in this case, we don't have an election coming
up. Yeah,
we've
got about a year and a half.
Yeah, so we've got a year and a half before the next election. So in this case, by law, they had to fill that vacancy within 90 days.
120,
that's right. Thank you. 120 days, and Mayor Hattie passed last month. So we're in a – you're well in the time frame, right?
Yeah.
And I think – so did Joey Denson just kind of step in as
– he was the pro temp, so he was the one that was next in line. So he assumed the mayor's duties – until we had the special call meeting.
Yeah, signing checks, and that's a process as well. Y'all have done everything by the book. Y'all have went through the correct steps, and I commend you all, Jackson County, the commission, again, the county attorney, and working with CTAS. You all went through the right steps. There's nothing there that was, you know, everything was done correctly.
Yes.
And so I think that's important to say. So you get to the special call meeting. I hear the room was full.
It was.
I mean, how many people do you think were there?
There's probably 100, 150 people.
And that's not normal for a Jackson County Commission meeting.
No, usually 10, 12 maybe.
Yeah, I've been there many times, and we're talking 10 to 20 people max, unless there's a budget issue that's a hot topic. But even sometimes in the budget process, Jim, there wasn't many people there. Well, and the people were interested. What's going to happen? Who's going to fill in to take the place of Randy Heady? Who's going to step in and continue that effort? They want to know, so I don't blame them for showing up. It's a public meeting. It's allowed to be there. And so special call meeting, I believe y'all started at 7 p.m. Y'all go right into business, I'm assuming.
Well, you're always your procedure. You got a cold roll call. You do prayer. We do the pledge. We do roll call. And then we had to approve the minutes from the last meeting. And then we cleared up one more fact we had to, in case there was a tie, how we eliminated the candidates or the nominees, how we were going to do that. And we had a motion and a second and voted on that. And then we started nominations. And each nomination had to be made by a county commissioner. You couldn't have anybody from outside. It had to be a county commissioner nominate you. Now, they didn't have to have a second, but you had to have a county commissioner nominate you.
And that's the state law. So the citizens could stand up and say, I want to nominate somebody. That's not allowed, but they could ask a commissioner to nominate somebody.
Correct.
They have that opportunity. But by law, nominations have to come from the commission floor, from a commission member. How many people were nominated total?
Four.
Four people were nominated. And so the other law that has to be abided by, however the procedures are done, whether it's a roll call vote and commissioners name a name, or if it's a roll call vote and for each candidate and the commissioners say yes or no, it depends on how you want to do it. Whatever happens, as soon as one person gets a majority vote, that's it.
Well, what we did is you told who you wanted. And if we hadn't got the majority on the first vote, then we'd eliminated one of the candidates and then took another vote.
Right.
And then went from there.
Okay. So, and then once that majority vote was reached, you became county mayor when you were sworn in.
Yeah, we did that on the first vote.
Yeah, first vote, you got the majority vote. And that speaks volumes, Jim, of your counterparts and how they – and I'm going to brag on you. I'm allowed to do that. It speaks volumes of how your counterparts saw you and worked with you. As you said, you're in your third term. You and I became commissioners at the same time, by the way. They enjoy working with you. They respect your knowledge and your ability and the hard work you put towards the county. So that speaks volumes that you got that majority vote. That don't always happen. When you have a position that's vacant, such as a full-time elected official, especially county mayor, it could go on for an hour or two, and it's just it was
sometimes they have to adjourn and come back in later.
Well, yeah, I was part of the Warren County when the senator there resigned his Senate seat back in 06, 07, 08 sometime. They asked me at CTAS to come down and sit with them, just like y'all did with the CTAS rep of the night, and make sure the procedures were done. And we met two consecutive nights. They never could come to majority vote.
Yeah.
And so it happens. I mean, it happens on a vacancy. But this was a very important decision. I don't know of anybody better to do it, Jim. And so, again, congratulations on that. And I know it's a situation you didn't foresee happening, but now you are the man, and you are the one as county mayor and the CEO and CFO of the county, because y'all are under general law. The good thing is, though, you've got that experience. So let's go back. You obviously got the majority vote. You were sworn in that night by Judge Gibson, I believe.
Correct.
Yep. And so you're sworn in, and you're immediately in office. You are now the county mayor. And so what was your first day like on the job?
Really, it was slow. I had a lot of visitors coming in congratulating me, taking care of logistics, getting my name on the banks so that I can sign checks and stuff like that. And still working through that process.
Yeah, it's going to take you a little bit. Yeah. There's a lot there. I mean, it's a lot of responsibility, and your name's going to be in a lot of things. They're probably going to – I don't know if they reprint checks or going to order new checks. But you've got a lot of housekeeping to do because of the new position, and your name's now on it. And it's going to – it'll all that stuff will go, and you can really get to work, right?
Yeah. My big worry right now is, where was Mayor Randy Heady at with grants, with reporting things to the state that you have to have in on time, and it has to be in a certain format. You know very well that when you start reporting on financials and stuff, that it has to be correct.
Yeah, and you're going to be working with your – I mean, your staff is there. You'll be working with them and then the other officials. You know, you have to reconcile the trustee and be working with Anthony on that. So you've got help. You've got people around. But, again, you're experienced. It's not brand new to you. You know the budget inside and out, and that's a huge part of the duties of the county mayor. The county mayor's office consolidates, especially in a county that doesn't have a finance director, it consolidates all the budgets that are sent in, puts them together, goes through them, and then reports to the budget committee.
Correct.
And that's second nature to you, right? I mean, oh, you could do that all day long because you've got that experience.
Correct.
So they're in good hands. Jackson County, you're in good hands with Jim Morgan, I promise you. The budget experience you have, working with other commissioners, deliberating on things that are important, working with other elected officials. I mean, I've been in budget committee meetings in Jackson County where the elected officials are needing things, coming to you all, and you all have a casual conversation. It's productive, and it means something. So you've got that experience, and that's going to be good. So I'm with Jim Morgan. He is the newly appointed Jackson County Mayor, as of February 10th, at a special call meeting of the Jackson County Commission. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Jim Morgan. He is the new Jackson County Mayor as of February 10th, at a special call meeting to fill the vacancy left by Mr. Randy Hetty, who passed away on us in January. We miss you, Randy. Thank you for your service to Jackson County, Upper Cumberland. He's a good mayor, and you were close with Randy.
I was good friends with Randy.
Yeah. And again, I mentioned y'all worked together on the budget a lot. And so that experience that you have with him and being a commissioner is going to be valuable going forward with this. You know, we're in February, Jim. Budgets are starting up pretty quick.
Yeah, probably about March, mid-March, 1st April, we'll be into budget.
Yeah, and so who's the budget committee chairman? Is it Joey Denson still?
Joey's still there.
Joey's been there a long time. He's really good. He knows what the budget inside and out, just like you do. That's going to be good. So let's talk about you're guaranteed basically 18 months to be mayor. We don't have to get into what your plans are after that. You just started, so I'm not going to overwhelm you with the question of are you going to try to do this and run for election, re-election, whatever. But you're there. You're appointed. You're the new mayor. What are some of the things you would like to see happen?
I'd like to fulfill some of the things Randy was working on and see if I can complete them. I'm not sure where he stands on some of the things he was working on. That's my first thing, is try to find out where we're at, where we need to be, and what I can do to assist that. And see where we can go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I know one of the projects he was working on was Roaring River Park, and he was passionate about economic development and bringing tourism to the county, and tourism had grown there. I was at the Tennessee Department of Tourism Development's meeting where they recognized his efforts, and his wife Joyce was there, and kids were there, and they talked about how much passion he had for that. Because Jackson County in population is small. It's a rural county. But there's so many wonderful things there. You have two rivers flowing into it. You have in this beautiful setting, you have people wanting to locate their businesses there and have restaurants open. There's just it's potential to thrive, and he's part of that, and the commission is part of that, right? The commission is the voting body to make things happen. But his vision was to get those things to the commission for you all to consider and deliberate on. So he had several things. The Roaring River Park, I mean, it could be reality, but again, you got to figure out where you're at on it, right?
Yeah, I got to figure out where we're at. And there's a lot of things involved with the Roaring River Park because it belongs to the Corps of Engineers and things like that. So I don't know where things are. I know as a county commissioner, but even as a county commissioner, you don't have the background and stuff that the mayor has and the meetings that he's attended and everything. He kept us up to date to as much as he could, but it's not the same as being involved with it on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Yeah, and grants and projects like that are not – you're not getting day-to-day reports, right? You could be getting monthly reports and hope to get that to see what's going on, because if there's a lot of other entities or other parts of government to go through, like the Corps – or the state, then that takes some time. But you're in a good place to lead that cause, Jim, is to continue that. I want to ask you something. It's not a hard question because you can answer it, but it's something I hadn't thought about until now. You were a county commissioner for basically 12 years, right?
10 years.
I'm sorry, 10 years. And then
a little over 10 years.
An EMS director, a department head for 15.
25.
Department head for 25. Oh, okay.
I was in Jackson County for 10 years.
Okay. So 20 years. So 25 years department head, 10 years county commissioner. And now as county mayor, how do you combine all that? Because department heads want things, county commissioners don't want to raise taxes, right?
Exactly.
And now you're the mayor. So how does that fit in? What's your mindset now?
I mean, all I can do, because I don't have the vote now that I did have as commissioner, unless there's a tie, bring that knowledge and background in as a department head. I've been there. I've done that. Let me explain to you what I see in that situation, because it's not easy. I had a budget to stay in, and I always worked well with the financial person, because any time I had to adjust budget or change budget or needed money for this, because they're asking you in March and April to present a budget, and all you're doing is giving your best guess as what you can do on a budget for the following year. You don't know if gas is going to go up. You don't know what's going to go up. You don't know if you're going to end up in COVID. You don't know what you're going to end up. And things change a whole lot. So it's real important to with that background, let the commissioners know what you're dealing with your department heads.
Yeah, and you're the kind of guy that's very open with communication, right? If the commission's got questions, you're going to
Yeah. I mean, you have to be.
Yeah, because there's no benefit of not communicating and being transparent with one another. And again, you've learned that through your background as department head. Now, I know it was in another county, which I think is, again, I'll say it, I think was a blessing for Jackson County to be able to have you as a commissioner and have a department head in another county. But you have that experience and knowledge to bring the commission. I feel like this transition to you will be a lot smoother than a lot of other possible transitions you have with a vacancy. Because you've got the ability to do so. You got to tie things together. And your department head, the department heads in Jackson County are wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a great job. The officials there do a great job. And you know, again, there's not a lot of resources sometimes for them to make drastic improvements to their offices. But I feel like in the time I was at CTAS, especially the last 5-6 years, you all as a commission and the leadership there was trying to move forward and bring in more revenue so you could do more things in the county.
Yeah, we were in a little tough spot there for a few years, and we worked through that, and we're in a lot better shape than we were when I first started.
Yeah, the fund balance, I don't know, it's probably tripled since, you know, you were in there, maybe more than that. Now that we're here, I mean, you all have worked hard, but you haven't, it hasn't been at the cost of, I mean, all right, we have employees that leave, right?
Yes.
You were in the most volatile, probably, department where people were leaving because it's EMS, and, you know, every county has an EMS in the Upper Cumberland. So people can leave and go to the neighboring county and maybe work more or maybe work pay more and work less hours or work less calls. So you're always seeing a revolving door. But Jackson County's tried to keep up with the times and keep people there.
You have to. It's not easy. And it's not good to say, but you're competing against your neighboring counties. If this one gets a raise and you don't give a raise, then you're going to lose people. And as a department head, if you make them mad, there's always some place to go right now the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's jobs opening in the Upper Cumberland all the time now. We've got thousands of jobs that can't be filled right now. So that's something you got to be mindful of. Have y'all already talked about budget plans, what you all are looking for this year? Has there been any significant proposals that may change the landscape of what Jackson County looks like? Have y'all got in those discussions yet?
No, we've not really even touched on budget. We've not even sent the budget out to the department heads as of
okay.
yet.
Well, that's something you're going to be doing pretty quick then,
because
we're in February and you're looking at starting meeting in March. So those requests got to go out to the department head so they can get it back in and y'all compile that. And again, you're used to compiling the budget. So I mean, I'm the transition, I think, is going to be seamless for you. You're going to be doing well on that. How often does the budget committee normally meet in Jackson County?
The county court meets every 6 weeks in Jackson County, and we always have a budget – or not always, but the majority of the time we have a budget committee meeting the Thursday before the regular court meeting, so we can go over budget amendments and things like that. And we approve the budget amendments before we take it to the full county court. When we get into the budget cycle, we generally meet every week there for a couple of months because you have to go through and break down every budget and see who's asking for what and then what we can do and what we can't do.
Yeah, and that's the process. I mean, especially if you're meeting that often, I think that's – and it takes work in the budget committee. We're looking at all these requests from our department heads. We got to analyze and deliberate and see if we can do it and make a recommendation to the full commission and go from there. Are there other goals that you've thought about? I know you're just starting, but have you
– No, this has all came along kind of sudden with the passing of Mayor Hedy, and we had to kind of roll pretty quick.
Well, I want to thank you, Jim, for stepping up and being willing to be considered because you didn't have to. And again, there was four people that was nominated. You got the majority votes on the first round, which speaks a lot. But you could have easily said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stick my part-time job in Overton County and go off into the sunset when I'm ready. And you went from going to part-time employed over to County Mayor's office to the County Mayor in Jackson County, which is a lot of responsibility. But at the same time, you don't have a vote anymore. You're not part, and of course, if you're, are you going to be chairman?
I don't know. I'm open to however the committee or the court wants to do that. I don't have to be.
Yeah,
I'm perfectly fine. I know enough about how it works that I'm perfectly fine either way they want to do it.
Yeah, and that's a good thing that you've got that experience. So if you are chairman, then you would have a tiebreaker vote. If you're not, then you're like an ex officio member of the commission. You sit out in the crowd and answer questions and participate when you're asked and give them information, and that would be your role. But I'm proud of you. I appreciate your service to not only Jackson County but Overton County as EMS director, and just your service to government, because it takes a special person to be in public service for as long as you have and still want to do it.
I'm honored that it just took one vote. I'm honored that they had enough trust in me to put me in this position. Hopefully I can live up to their trust and do what I need to do for Jackson County.
You will. And remember, you've got people to rely on. I tell every newly elected official or appointed in this case, you got questions to ask. There's no stupid question in government. Nobody knows everything about government, and you got to ask those questions, and you're surrounded by a good team. You got good resources you can use. And I know, I'm sure a lot of them have already reached out to you. And so just rely on that, Jim. You'll be fine.
Hope so.
Yeah, you will be. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Local Matters. Mr. Jim Morgan, he is the newly appointed Jackson County Mayor at a special call meeting, filling a vacancy, and he's going to be great. I promise you, I've known him a long time. He's done a good job as EMS director and a county commissioner in Jackson County. Public service is in his veins and in his mind and heart. He's going to be great for Jackson County. Folks, I hope you, again, thank you for being here and listening. I hope you remember, always choose kindness. It's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's the only way we're going to get through this life. Have a great weekend.